time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern, join us while we talk about what's on our minds. And then Mary is here to...
Supposed to give you a warning.
I can never remember, sorry.
It's okay. Warning. The warning is that you will increase your knowledge, probably some jocularity, and you get a break. That's pretty much our side effects of this show.
Yeah.
But you got to have fun. That's a really good radio word.
The thing is, and I have to apologize for anyone who really likes things a little bit more polished, that I usually have a piece of paper that I read my sentences from, and I relied on them so much that I haven't memorized them, and I'm trying to switch over, and unfortunately, y'all are suffering for it, and I apologize for that. It'll be better.
Due to Mary's overzealous use of protocol, which was our word of the day a few days ago, I am prepared.
Awesome.
Because when you take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern time, and you get to hear us talk about what's on our minds, you also have the opportunity to participate in the show. You can email contact GeneandMary@gmail.com. You can leave a message on Facebook at Be Unique Radio or Be Unique Magazine. Just follow us. You can also go on the Blog Talk Show channel, blog talk radio/Be Unique Radio, mm-hmm. and comment on any of our shows there. Follow us, because when you follow us, you get to find out what's going on all of our shows. We have 7 currently, with 2 more promised to begin before the end of the summer.
Oh my, yes.
Possibly 3, but at least 2. But you interact with us and get a chance to win a gift every week. And that's usually after Gene says all that, is usually when I do my warning.
Oh, warning.
This danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Danger. The side effects include jocularity and knowledge.
And a great way to spend by 15 college? Minutes. By and golly.
Something like that. Sorry. I'm punting here.
Stop punting, because I'm going to fine tune you right now.
Well, that's good. And we have someone who's always helping us with our research to help us with our paradigm.
Yes. Barb Marino. She's one of our financial sponsors, and she's also our only researcher on this show.
She's in our research department.
Our other sponsor on this show is Kathy Price. Oh, man.
Kathy, little green oasis.
Yeah, a little green oasis. It's time for Rosemary.
Yeah.
I was going to try to fine tune both of us and focus us with a word of the day that Gene found, and I agree to. We try to collaborate here as much as possible. Sometimes Gene
doesn't. You can't tell.
Yeah. Sometimes Gene just says, go for it, Mary. I'll follow your lead. And I'm like, oh, man. But the word of the day is virtuosity, chosen by Gene, defined by whoever this, Merriam-Webster, I don't know, Google. The word virtuosity means using great skill in music or another artistic pursuit, mastery, prowess, expertise. Ooh, I like this. Also means artistry, wizardry, workmanship, professionalism. That's interesting.
That's kind of what I was thinking about, the most expensive paintings in that regard.
Yeah.
You know, what is it that makes them the most expensive?
Well, let's find out.
And I don't even know that much about art. I know a couple of big names, but hopefully I can learn more now. This is where the knowledge part comes in.
Well, she's got them in descending order. I think I'm going to do what I did before and go backwards. She's got 5 paintings here.
Okay.
And number 5 is called number 17A. By Jackson Pollock. He was a famous American painter known for his drip painting. In 1948 was kind of the heyday of his paintings. He never named his painting, so he wouldn't influence the observer as to its meaning. But number 17A sold for $200 million. Not $210, but $200 million.
Wow.
Now, number 4 in the list was by Paul Gauguin. I enjoyed his work. I don't know if this is when they were born. She just has a date behind them, but I think this is when they were painted in 1891. Now, most of Gauguin's paintings feature Tahitian women. This one is called the Na Fea Fea Ipo Ipo, also known as Will You Marry Me? One of the two Tahitian women was looking for a husband. That painting sold for $210 million in 2015, not that long ago.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, not as much as the picture Paul Cézanne painted in the 1890s, around the same time William and Nora Wells were building the house at Green Gables. This one is called The Card Players, and it shows three card players deep in concentration. It sold for $250 million.
Wow. Now, that's what I need to do some painting, if that's what those things are going to bring.
Oh, hang on. I hear you have a painting story for us, but I want to get through this list real quick. Willem de Kooning, who is a Dutch-American painter, completed in the year 1955. That was the year I was born. So that puts you into perspective. A painting called Interchange. This is an abstract impressionist. This oil painting on canvas sold for $250 million. But the world's most expensive painting was painted by none other than Leonardo da Vinci, called Salvator Mundi. It was created between 1490 and 1519. So that's older than I am. It was discovered in 2005, sold for $450.3 million and depicts Jesus as savior of the world. And if I'm not mistaken, boobs. If I'm not making boobs over here, and if you don't know about that, y'all need to look back at another show where we talked about boobs. But if I'm not mistaken, the Mona Lisa, which was created by Leonardo da Vinci, is considered priceless. It belongs to a museum.
I guess really, it's not really something that could even ever really be sold. You know, I mean, it could change money and change its place and owner, but nobody could just sell it, you know.
Not easily. And I'm guessing these are in the hands of private collectors, these five. Wow. I want to hear your painting story though, Gene.
Painting? Well, I like to paint. I really want to start doing
water. I heard that about you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you might be talking about that story I was telling you about when I was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I come to believe that we don't make mistakes. We just have lessons that we need to pay attention to, or we keep learning them and learning them till we learn them. But we were over in Iraq, off the coast of Iraq, and going really, really slow in the Indian Ocean, like really slow. And our job was just basically to sit there and watch for enemy airplanes coming from Iraq out to get the aircraft carrier out in the ocean. And so we went really slow for months on end. And part of what we did is paint the ship. We put a little boat down there, and some of us got down and painted the ship as we were sitting going along one knot or two knots, you know. Well, this smart aleck kid, I'd been having trouble with my favorite bosun's mate, first class petty officer. So at the end of the day, I knew I was going to be the first one down there.
Mm.
The next morning, I was going to be the first one down there, and I was going to finish painting that side of that ship. And the last thing, I was going to be the last one out of there. And so I took some primer I had in my hand. I was going to come back and paint that spot gray the next day. And I put BM1 sucks on the side and about 4 feet across.
BM1, you know, that was the name of your ship?
No, that was the name of this petty officer, bosun's mate first class, that was making my life miserable, this 17-year-old non-establishmentarianism kid. And so I thought, nobody ever know, just me and God and all the flying fish or whoever's out there. And I remember hearing the word, as hearing somebody announced, go ahead and put the boat over the side. The division officer is going to inspect the painting job. And I was sitting there having my lunch, and I knew. They had me out there. They came and got me and had me go down before dark and paint over it.
And they knew it was you.
Oh, they knew me.
And you wonder why your pay got docked.
I know. I couldn't. It was that authority thing. My goodness, they're still, you know, still authority all over out there thinking they're out all over me, you know.
Well, but see, they had to make you pay for the paint that you wouldn't have had to pay for had you done it right.
Oh, my goodness. And I did it right most of the time. That's why they didn't just drop me in the water and leave me there. Because I was a really excellent sailor.
That's
I
why
was
you
good
weren't
at what I did.
You weren't lost at sea.
Exactly. They just loved, dude. Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, Mrs. Albertson. We're here to report that you are the recipient of $500,000 insurance policy because your son has been, he's missing in action. We don't know where he is. He's shark bait.
I just knew there was no way. Never crossed my mind. I was going to be the first one to see that the next day, you know, painting over it.
Oh, that's unfortunate. But like you said, now, what was the lesson you learned?
Well, the lesson I learned was that, you know, really, you just, whatever you do, you got to be ready to take your consequence of whatever it is, or don't do it, you know, or do it and enjoy the consequence, which I look back and I guess I'm enjoying it now with some jocularity.
Well, I know you've told me another story about smoking a cigarette.
Oh, me and that first class, we went around and around. I love that man more now this day than I ever did then.
Oh, I bet. Know?
But it was so funny because we were standing in line and a bunch of people were smoking a cigarette and we really weren't supposed to, but he didn't say anything if people did, you know, if it was a lot of time, because there was no reason we shouldn't at that moment. And I lit one up and he came up and looked me in the eye in front of everybody and told me to put it out. It wasn't allowed. And of course, here I was 17 years old and awful tough. So I just stuck it in my mouth and just ate it, chewed it up and ate it, never flinched and swallowed it. And I did catch his look on his eye out of the corner of my eye, and it was worth every sick stomach for the rest of the day.
Oh, I bet.
Awesome. Oh, it was awesome.
I can tell you that, you know, a little farmer boy or whatever it was you were, I don't know what your family did, but, you know, little kid from South Dakota going up to, what is that place called? White something up in, I'm sure you, boot camped in Chicago.
Yeah. They told me they were sending me to California. That's in where I was headed, but they sent me to Great Lakes.
Great Lakes, yeah.
Yeah, Chicago.
Great Lakes, California. Chicago. Yeah. Great Lakes, what, Illinois?
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. That's where my son boot camped. Now, his boot camp was a minute or two after yours. His was after the don't ask, don't tell, no corporal punishment, we love your sons and daughters. We're going to take really good care of them.
Well, I don't know. They threw me in the brig on bread and water for 3 days, a couple
Did
times.
They really?
Yeah. Cause, well, I got caught smoking marijuana and they did it for that. And then another time was this, me and this bosun's mate, I had one pair of pants that didn't have paint on them. And I had to wear that for watch up on in front of the officers and stuff. I had to. And he told me I couldn't wear my other pair because they had frays on the back of the hem because he was just being that way.
Yeah.
And so I wore my frayed pants anyway because I didn't want to get my only pants painty. So I defied a direct order, pow, back in the brig, 3 days bread and water, you know. But that was just part of my fun. I have no animosity or ill feeling at all. I'm excited that I learned whatever lessons I learned about all that.
That's really wild.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, Richard.
My first thought was, hell, they really do that still?
Well, Richard, the very first letter he wrote from boot camp, it's a form letter. They're supposed to only say, dear mom, dad, fluffy kitty, doggy spot, whatever, whoever's in the family, and then love Richard or whatever. He wrote, dear mom, dad, and Matt, my baby brother is never, ever, 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 ever allowed to join any military branch ever. Because that was like 6 weeks after he'd been in. And then he signed love Richard at the end. And it was just basically, you know, this is your sailor's address. You can write him now, blah, blah, blah. Don't send any care packages because
he got here.
Yeah. He's safely here. And the next letter was another letter extolling the horribleness of boot camp. Well, Richard ended up being a recruiter and tried to recruit his brother.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, well, I could tell you some mom, you know, sailor, Navy mom stories on another show.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop.
Well, it's all about the experience and the happening, you know, and I mean, we're talking, it's all like what Rosanna used to say. It's all one thing after another, you know, it's all just goes to show you. It's not one thing, it's another.
That's right. Know?
And now it's time for us to go. That's our thing now. So I want to make sure I say to everyone who's listening to thank you so much for taking a break with Gene and Mary. Listen for us again tomorrow or Monday, every weekday at noon
Eastern
time.
Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
Well, you know, I like to say tomorrow, but then I always think, you know, sometimes a lot of these are some are live, some are recorded. And I don't want to say, we'll see you tomorrow. And everybody just line all up and get themselves ready for a break. And all of a sudden it's Saturday. And
well, if that happens, they should email us and tell us.
Oh, yeah.
And what's That's the email address?
Well, you can always email us anytime at all from anywhere at contactjeaneandmary@gmail.com.
And they can Please. Also interact with us on Facebook at Be Unique Radio.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. More people, the more you interact with us, the more you participate in any aspect, the higher your opportunities are to receive a gift, because we give a gift away every week.
Yeah, very cool ones too. And we'll send it to you anywhere in the world.
Yeah. So, and if you get a gift from us and you don't think it's cool, send it back. We'll send you something else.
Yeah, we'll send you two more.
Yeah, or, you know, complain about it on social media. We'll start a social media movement about the kind of gifts we should be giving.
And we'll get better gifts. All right. Well, listen, though, we got to get out of here.
Bye, everybody.
See y'all. I'll see you then. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Gene.